Welcome, Hudson Valley, to this week's edition of In Touch, the award-winning public affairs and issues program that runs across Town Square Media, the Hudson Valley radio stations. This week's guest is Nancy Sorbella, Associate Director of the Arthritis Foundation of New York. We discuss how arthritis is more than just a condition for the elderly. We specifically touch on juvenile arthritis and the misconceptions around arthritis as a whole. Nancy and I also talk about their upcoming Jingle Bell Run happening Saturday, December 2nd at Manhattanville College. We invite you to join us and listen to a previously recorded conversation between Nancy and myself here on In Touch. Thank you for all the kind words shared in regard to In Touch officially being awarded the 2023 New York State Broadcasters Association Award for Outstanding Public Affairs Program or Series as part of the 57th Annual Excellence in Broadcasting Awards. This recognition would not be possible without the incredible team here at Town Square, all of our phenomenal guests that we learn and grow with every single week, and of course you, the listener. Whether you've been listening for a while or you just found us, thank you for taking part in the conversation and staying in touch with what's going on in the Hudson Valley. We here at In Touch are all about, well, being in touch with what's going on in the Hudson Valley. What better way to stay in touch with what's going on than by downloading the Town Square Media mobile app for this radio station? Not only can you listen to this station live at any time using the app, but you can also listen to In Touch on demand. Besides In Touch, you can read daily articles about news, events, entertainment, and more that's going on in your community. And when the weather gets bad, you can use the app to check on weather reports and see which roads, schools, and organizations are closed. Your Town Square Media app is the best place for concert tickets and events as well. We're constantly giving away tickets to the hottest shows in the area. Again, you'll have access to all of this if you just download the Town Square Media mobile app for this radio station. In Touch is nothing without the support of the hundreds of listeners that we get on a weekly basis. Thank you so much for listening and taking part in the conversation. If you listen to In Touch through a podcast service such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving a positive review. With more five-star reviews on these platforms, the algorithms will work hard to promote our show and bring In Touch to new people. That and also sharing In Touch with your friends and family is so important. Just sharing our links and listening live each Sunday goes such a long way. Thank you for all you do to stay in touch with what's going on in the Hudson Valley. Hello, Hudson Valley. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of In Touch, Town Square Media of the Hudson Valley's award-winning public affairs and issues program, and we got a great episode for you guys today. I'm really excited about this one, and I think a lot of you are going to learn a lot from this. With us today, we have Associate Director of the Arthritis Foundation of New York, Nancy Sorbella. Nancy, how are you today?
Hi, Connor. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I'm really happy to be able to sit down with you today, talk about everything that's going on with the foundation, some events that you got going on, and also, I think, break some stigmas around arthritis. I think that there are some things that some people misjudge about it, and I think it would be great to clear up some stuff for everybody who's listening. But first of all, as we do on every episode, just could you give us a little overview about the Arthritis Foundation as a whole?
Connor, this is our 75th anniversary. We were founded in 1948. We are a national organization with chapters presented in basically every state. A couple of them have, you know, shared management, but basically every state. And although we have not found a cure since 1948, we are celebrating 75 years of progress because for people who have paid attention to the over 100 forms of arthritis or who are afflicted by it are aware of the many improvements to life and health and medicine and therapy that have happened in those 75 years. So the Arthritis Foundation that I work for is based in Atlanta. The headquarters are in Atlanta, but I work out of the New York City market, but I cover the Hudson Valley, Westchester, and Long Island. I'm here today to talk about arthritis and also to share our upcoming event, which we're really excited about, which is our Jingle Bell Run. And there's a Jingle Bell Run in every state, and I'm here because I'm in charge of the Jingle Bell Run for Westchester and for Long Island.
That's awesome. And since you brought it up, let's get into it right now. Okay. About the Jingle Bell Run. It is such a cool event, literally cool. It's going to be happening in December 2nd,
December 2nd at Manhattanville College. Yes, it's a cool event because it is a combination of serious runners because it's a timed 5K and arthritis constituents. So the arthritis constituents either walk or run or just come out in solidarity and as a community to get together and you know share stories and fellowship, and the serious runners run. So we have a timed 5K, untimed 5K, and a kids fun run. And it is our signature community, end of the year community event where we raise money for local programmatic activities, patient education, and support and resources for the 1 in 4 residents of all of our communities that are afflicted with some form of arthritis.
1 in 4, that's incredible. Yeah. I didn't realize that statistic right there. Thank you for sharing that. Now, being that it is the Jingle Bell Run in December, I'm assuming it's holiday themed. What can people expect when it comes to also celebrating the holidays with it?
It's a perfect way to kick off the holidays. It is the only fun and festive run in our area that day. We have entertainment, we have food, we have honorees and speeches representing our different organizations that support us, hospitals and businesses that are aligned with our mission. And we happen to have this year an adult honoree from this area, Philomena Finelli.
Oh, we love her.
We're so excited for her to be the adult honoree. And we also have a young adult honoree, Jasmine Lyle, who comes from Goshen. So even though it's in Westchester, it covers, you know, the whole Hudson Valley, and we get representation and participation from all over. We just found out today that Legoland Discovery Center will be there with all of their builders and activities for kids. And so we try to do things that support our juvenile arthritis community. And there are over 300,000 children nationwide that have juvenile arthritis. It's one of the most complex conditions out there. And so kids with juvenile arthritis are impacted so many ways, you know, joint pain, disability, a lot of challenges that are very misunderstood. And oftentimes they have, you know, motor skill challenges and mobility issues. And so the Lego factor will be really powerful because there's something for everyone there. And they really understand that our population, you know, runs the gamut. So we're excited to partner with them on this too.
That really is exciting. I love hearing about that. And I'm so happy that you brought up about juvenile arthritis because I really wanted to get into that. And we'll get into that more in a second. I wanted to just focus on the Jingle Bell Run a little bit longer.
Sure.
With what's going on there, the holidays, you said, all these fun activities. I'm curious, do people dress up for this?
Yes.
Like as elves? Do you see Santa Claus there? Santa Claus Run?
Yeah. We have Santa who comes and
nice.
You know, entertains the kids and the families, and our participants all dress up. We have a costume contest. Dogs are invited. We have like little capes for dogs. It's just, it's probably one of my favorite events that we do all throughout the year. And I was involved even before I was a staff member because it is just a really good feeling way to, you know, raise money for a good cause. The arthritis community is very powerful, very connected, very supportive of each other. I know lots of other conditions and nonprofits have the same experience, but I'm so aligned with this mission and feel so passionately about serving our community and making sure that we can do whatever we can to make them, to have them live their best life. And the Jingle Bell Run is one of those opportunities to get out and meet and greet and learn more about each other and what's working for patients and how their life has been improving over the years with different, you know, treatments and medication, and just to feel really good for a day, even if you're typically in pain, and just, you know, get out there and socialize and kick off the holiday season. A lot of people start their holiday season with our Jingle Bell Run. It's only, you know, from 9 to 12. The run starts at 10. So people can come out, you know, cheer each other on, participate, hang out, and then go do their holiday shopping or meet friends and go to parties. What is especially nice about our venue is we're at Manhattanville College, so obviously the run is outside and throughout the beautiful campus, but the event, other than the run, takes place in the historic Reed Castle. And Reed Castle is a magnificent historic building that just happens to be decorated by Manhattanville for the holidays in a spectacularly. So we get to benefit from that. We take over the entire castle. We have a vendor expo. We have food and beverage registration, team tables, and we have a mission area and a juvenile arthritis, you know, community meetup area. And so it's just if you don't want to be out in the cold, you don't have to be. You can stay inside. We have a DJ. Rooney Tunes is coming to support us as always. The energy is incredible. And Manhattanville is like such a wonderful partner of ours. You know, they supply us with so much, you know, volunteers and anything that we need. So it's just a really great experience for people.
It sounds like a really great experience. And I love that area over there. I haven't been there since before the pandemic, but I've seen pictures of what they've been able to still do and light everything up. I think that's amazing. And the fact that you guys can benefit off of that is incredible. It sounds like it's going to make for an awesome event. Now, how can people register for this event ahead of time?
So people can register at www.jbr/Westchester. Very simple. You can go to our website, arthritis.org/New York. You can, we're on the national events page. If you go to arthritis.org, there's a national events page. You can see all of the different things that we're doing around the country, much of which is virtual, so everyone can participate. So yeah, that's how you can get involved. You can also contact me. We have a local New York Instagram account and a Facebook page and, of course, LinkedIn. So any way that anybody wants to outreach, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for sponsors and participants, you know, people that want to come and have a great time. This year, Westchester is going to be a test market for some really cool swag, and I'm really excited. So team captains are going to get some really great surprises this year that they haven't in the past. I encourage everybody to come out and just have a great day, you know, celebrating a great cause and being with your family and friends.
That's awesome. And of course, all the links and information will be in the description of this episode. So if you can't remember any of that or having a hard time finding it, just look in the description. We got you covered. It'll be great. Again, you're listening to In Touch, Town Square Media, the Hudson Valley's award-winning public affairs and issues program. We're speaking with Nancy Cervella, Associate Director of the Arthritis Foundation of New York. We've been talking about their Jingle Bell Run and what an amazing run it's going to be. People are going to be dressing up for the holidays. You're going to see some elves. You might see some reindeer. Heck, Santa will be around, you said, and it'll be a lot of fun running for an amazing cause. Whether you run casually or you love running, you're a hardcore runner, there's something for everybody there, and it'll be a great way to start off the holiday season. So thank you for all that. I really appreciate you telling us about the event. Now that we've talked about that, I want to talk about what you're there to support, arthritis. I think that there's a lot of, I shouldn't say misinformation, but stigma around it. I think a lot of people think arthritis is just like an old person disorder. It's like, oh, my grandfather has a hard time walking around. His knees are bad, arthritis. And not to say that that isn't true, but there are so many more levels and facets that the general public may not understand. Like you brought up juvenile arthritis. I think if you ask a decent amount of the general population, they're like, kids get it? Really? Let's break that down, because isn't there like over 100 different variations of it, technically?
Connor, there are. And so juvenile arthritis is probably one of the most misunderstood conditions that I've ever heard of. And again, I'm not a medical professional, but juvenile arthritis is very hard to diagnose. It's hard to treat. There's no cause. There's no reason to, it's not hereditary. There's not a reason for someone to immediately go to that thought if their child has certain symptoms.
Interesting.
And they usually start out with the pediatrician, and if the pediatrician recognizes certain things, because there's usually, you know, joint pain, inflammation, sometimes, you know, just struggling to walk. You could be fine one day, and then the next day you can't move your arms. Like, there's so many, and it's like 10 kids can have the same diagnosis and all affects them differently. Mm-hmm. You know, then they would refer you to the family to a pediatric rheumatologist. Which I might add, there's a severe shortage in the nation of pediatric rheumatologists, and the Arthritis Foundation does fund fellowships in that specialty, but it's still not enough. And there are some states and some communities where there are no pediatric rheumatologists, and families might have to travel hundreds of miles just to have their child treated or seen to get a diagnosis. It's very, very challenging. And the Arthritis Foundation is working really, really hard to combat that and to provide all the resources possible to build up that specialty. We also have rheumatology shortages around the country, too. But in New York, fortunately, we have everything. And in the Hudson Valley and Manhattan, greater New York area, we have all the best rheumatologists, pediatric rheumatologists, orthopedic you know, surgeons, people that all work hand in hand to support our community. So it's, we're fortunate. But yeah, so the thing I think that's most frustrating to me about juvenile arthritis, and again, I don't have it, my children don't have it, but is that the children look fine. You know, they look fine. They look like my kids. They could be in school one day doing great. Everything is fine. And the next day they either can't get out of bed, they can't walk, they can't lift their arms. And the other thing is that the schools, although they, you know, probably try when there is a diagnosis that they're aware of, they have no idea. So yeah, we've had children report to us that even their school kind of discriminates against them because they don't understand the condition. And so we have a lot of resources that we provide to schools and anyone who's interested to learn more about these conditions and to support children who have this condition. And so we've seen a lot of progress. We just had our gala in New York City at Gustavino's, and it's our Commitment to a Cure gala. And we always have, you know, constituent patient speakers, and we had three children. And it was so impactful to hear them speak because they've all been on a, you know, different journey, but have all come out in a really positive way. You know, one was in a wheelchair. He is now not in a wheelchair. Many of them go on to pursue careers in medicine or specialties that are, you know, aligned with the needs of the arthritis community. And so listening to them is the most impactful part of what I do and trying to help them and support them in any way possible. So yeah, and at all of our events, which we do a Jingle Bell Run, we do a Walk to Cure Arthritis, we have a Women in Motion Luncheon, which is an exciting thing. Where we have an initiative where we bring in women of all backgrounds, all nationalities, all races, all socioeconomic levels to, you know, come together and support each other around the cause of arthritis. So it's women who have some relationship with arthritis but are moving forward, making it happen and representing really, really well. So we have that. We have our gala. We have bibs for the New York City Marathon this Sunday. We always have a really nice team called Joints in Motion.
Nice.
Come out and support them if you're at the marathon. Cheer them on. We do Juvenile Arthritis Days throughout the year. We have three of them in each of our market areas where we bring together pediatric rheumatologists and families and do an educational piece for the parents and a fun day for the kids. And we always pick a location that's, you know, kid-friendly where they can bring their siblings and have a great day and not be thinking about having arthritis while their parents are learning more about the latest treatments and therapies that are out there. So that's, you know, a really important part of our year. And we also have patient education throughout the year, which we partner with different hospitals and doctors to provide that to anyone who is on this journey or interested in it. And so just to wrap up the juvenile arthritis piece, the Arthritis Foundation has support groups. They're called Connect Groups. And we used to just have them by state and they were, you know, everyone was lumped together. And over the past couple of years, they have branched out to have specialty Connect Groups. So we have a JA Connect Group. We have a parent Connect Group for JA patients. And, you know, we have, you know, a Spanish language Connect Group. Those are all virtual, but there's something for everybody. So no one is left out. No one has to leave their house and struggle with stairs or worry about transportation. We try to remove all the barriers to accessing the care and resources that we can provide. So that's a new thing. And so I've heard from our JA patients and families that take advantage of it, that it's really impactful and helpful. And then we also have the JA Summit every year, which is a national event where all the families come together. And it is phenomenal. You know, doctors come, patients come, all the latest news is shared. We hear about what the latest advocacy is in Washington. And then we also have an advocacy summit, which brings our advocacy team together with patients and families to really understand what's going on in Capitol Hill, how it affects them, and how everyone can get involved to push things forward that really affect our patient population.
Wow. That's incredible. All the different resources that you guys have to offer, not just resources, but events and ways to feel connected, especially with something, as you said, how the misunderstanding with schools. It's not just with schools. There's businesses and just family members and friends. So much misunderstanding at times with anything that is unfamiliar. So when you can bring people together in that sense, have that sense of community, it makes the process even even better. It's tough what they're going through, but it makes it easier and helps, you know, alleviate as you go along.
I think in the past, we have not been a standout organization in promotion. We've been working on science and research and, you know, grassroots efforts and really trying to support our community. But I think we were missing that promotional piece, the advertising, the communicating our message, communicating about the conditions. And that's totally changed. So our senior our senior leadership is now really behind that. We've done some tremendous advertising campaigns, which is about awareness. It's about raising awareness, having people understand the brand and know that we're there for them and what we're not there for them, because obviously we're not their doctor, but we have so much to offer them. And I feel like it's really changing things, because people, when I would go out somewhere, I'd say I work for the Arthritis Foundation, and 5 minutes later, they'd introduce me as someone who worked for Alzheimer's, something like that. You know, super well-known in a positive way, misunderstood, like you said. And also, when I first started learning about arthritis, you know, my mother has it, my grandmother had it, and she would go door to door collecting money. And I thought, arthritis, you know, it's for old people. Like, you know, what are you doing? And it took me a long time to really understand, you know, how it impacts everybody. And if you just take rheumatoid arthritis, which is, you know, I think affects the largest part of the population, and it's skewed towards women. And it used to be quite debilitating. And when I was younger, if you met somebody that had rheumatoid arthritis, they would probably have to move to a one-floor house. You know, just their whole lifestyle would change. They couldn't work. And now, through our research and our working with patients and doctors, it's totally changed. We're all about movement. We understand now that, like, moving is what really helps people, whether it's OA or RA or many of the other conditions. And so we're very focused on helping people eat properly, exercise properly, you know, take their medication, make sure their mental health is attended to, so that they can live their best life and they don't have to focus on their condition in a way that makes them feel isolated or set apart from the rest of the, you know, their friends and their community. But I still meet people that I'm very close to and we talk about it and they just have no idea, you know, unless it's affecting just them. And so we have a lot of work to do, but all of these opportunities to talk about it and to have events where we also have our doctors and patients get up and talk about their journey and their experience, it really does, it does help.
That's terrific. Again, you're listening to In Touch, Town Square Media, the Hudson Valley's Public Affairs and Issues Program, speaking with Nancy Cervella, Associate Director of the Arthritis Foundation of New York. Earlier in the episode, we were talking about their Jingle Bell Run happening December 2nd, which you can still register for, by the way. We'll have those links and information in the description of this episode. But then we're also kind of breaking down what arthritis really is like, and not just with the stigma of the elderly, but it spans all ages, and how especially tough it can be for kids with juvenile arthritis. And there's so many layers to it. And I'm really happy that you're able to break down some of it for us. And I'm glad that you're getting the word out there. That is terrific. So speaking of getting the word out there and getting people involved, how do people who need your services get involved? And how do people who want to volunteer get involved?
They contact me.
Beautiful.
My number happens to be the one on our website. So people do call me with whether they're in pain and they need help, they want to volunteer, they want to make a donation. Everyone calls me, and it's a pleasure to speak with them and to really understand each and every person's unique story. But I will say, I did neglect one other program. We have a program called Arthritis at Work. This is a national program, and it's available for free. I have to emphasize that, for free, to any company that is interested in expanding their wellness program for their employees. It's a way to provide our resources, our targeted resources, to employees in a company that helps them work through their workday and, you know, through their everyday experiences at work by providing support and resources that I think a typical wellness program might be missing. You know, there's a component that might be missing. And what was so impactful to me is that we do other kinds of patient education, like we might do an RA night or an OA event specifically. And whenever I do those events, we always take a lot of pictures and, you know, socialize, but I've always heard, don't tag me in the picture. And I never understood why. because so many people do not want people in their office, in their business, to know that they have any type of arthritis that might be perceived to be disabling or limiting. And it's not at all. So I want to emphasize it is not. And so that was another real eye-opener for me. And so experiences like that led us to develop this program, which is amazing and free. And that would be something that if anybody, any company owner or any employee wants to explore, you know, they can also reach out to me and I can connect them to the right people, because the companies that are participating in that have reported back to us that, you know, there is a lot of, you know, high level of participation, because you'd be surprised until you're diagnosed with something like RA. You don't realize that, you know, so many people you know might have it, but they might not be talking about it. So, you know, it's really important to us to get people together to diminish that stigma that is oftentimes self-imposed, but also community-based, you know, and a lot of people just don't understand limitations and don't appreciate how, why people are working the way they are and how they want, you know, when they want to work and they want to show up and do their best job, there are certain things that impact them. And it's important through our support and programming that we can teach employers how to support them better and make sure that, you know, the workplace is equitable, the workplace, you know, supports everybody in whatever way that they need, because I think most people are still talking about their human capital being the most important component of their company. So if we're not supporting them or understanding what they're going through, I think we're missing out on, those companies might be missing out on amazing, you know, people.
Absolutely. Human capital is a big theme that we have here on In Touch. And just the fact that you're even touching on it and bringing it up and recognizing, you know, that's one of the biggest things for any group of people, company or not, how important that is. So I think that's terrific. Nancy, you have been a terrific guest here on In Touch. Thank you so, so much. Do you have one last little nugget for everybody?
I would just add a few statistics. 60 million Americans have arthritis. It is the number one cause of disability in the United States and the number one cause of employee absenteeism. Mm. And those facts alone should, I think, encourage people to pay attention and, you know, consider their neighbors, consider their friends, and, you know, contact us for whatever, you know, they need so that we can help everybody live their healthiest, best life.
Absolutely. And again, if you need to contact, that information will be in the links in the description of this episode, links, videos, whatever we have, whatever we can pull together that will help you out, we will have that all together. So, Nancy, again, thank you so much for being with us here on In Touch.
Thank you, Connor, for your support. I mean, in support of our mission, we can't do what we're doing without this kind of support and ways to get our word out.
Absolutely. And we hope to see and hear all of you guys at the Jingle Bell Run on December 2nd. Nancy, again, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been this week's edition of In Touch, the award-winning public affairs and issues program that runs across Town Square Media, the Hudson Valley radio stations. We want to give a big thank you to Nancy Sorbella. For more information on the Jingle Bell Run and the Arthritis Association of New York, visit arthritis.org/local-offices/NY. Of course, all links and information can be found in the description of this episode. Whether you've been listening for a while or you just joined us, thank you. You can find In Touch episodes new and old on your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. That and listen on demand with your Town Square radio station mobile app. Of course, you can still find all articles and audio under the In Touch tab on this radio station's app and website. And don't forget, we're also on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at InTouch_HV. If you like what we do here on In Touch and want to be on the show, let us know. Whether you have a topic you want discussed or you want to be a guest, the best way to contact us is through our office number, 845-471-1500, or email direct to connor.walsh@townsquaremedia.com. I've been your host, Connor Walsh. Until next time, stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time.